Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. Mark Cox shortlist.
Please remain in your seats as the President and First Lady depart.
Maybe Prince Warren time is good. I need him clear.
From this podium, I am not going to talk about alleged materials from the laptop.
If you're a Democrat, you have to scratch your head and say, what has Joe Biden done for me?
If you're angry today, I'm here to tell you, be angry.
The last time was Iraq. It was not the United States of America.
You're looking forward to not being mayor?
Yeah.
Seen a meme the other day that said, me Googling online how to make gas at home.
What? I can't hear anything. Carl, good morning. Sean, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hi, Mark.
Huh? My ears are still ringing.
You haven't changed your clothes since last night.
No, he bought that on the way out.
I did. I did change my clothes, but... I did just stumble out of bed and roll in here about a half hour
I'm going to make
ago.
You big on the screen so everyone can see your shirt in its glory.
Oh, there you go. See, the stadium tour, baby, 2022. You like that?
And you were there for the whole thing. And Mark texted me yesterday, Sean. And he said, I'm in the shade at 4:30.
Oh, yeah.
When we walked in the door to Busch Stadium at 4:31, we thought we were going to miss Joan Jett. She hadn't quite started yet. She started about 10 minutes later. Our seats... They're behind
barely.
Home plate, right behind the green seats. We're already in the shade. I'm like, oh, thank God. It was still miserably hot.
Yeah.
But more than half the stadium at that point was still in the sunshine, including everybody on the field and most of the people in the down the third baseline for sure, or the first baseline for sure. It was a hot one yesterday. No record set. There were lots of people passing out. there were carts were flying back and forth with the sirens blaring, hauling people away.
Were people buying more water than beer, possibly?
There was a lot of water being sold. Absolutely. Some people were hydrating, and then there were others who were
liquiding,
either liquiding or smoking something, which you could smell all over.
That's
the
downtown every day.
Oh yeah, I mean, just get on an elevator.
Oh, I know. No. I'm just saying.
They have edibles now that don't smell as
Thank
bad,
you.
People.
Thank you. Take an edible instead of trying to make everybody else smell it. But anyway, speaking of which, we have a bite this morning from Laura Ingraham. She went out and had another doctor on her show talking about the fact that she and these doctors are convinced that some of the psychosis we're seeing connected to some of these violent acts around the country might somehow be connected to drug use, specifically the super strong cannabis products that are available everywhere legally now, for the most part. They're a lot different than the pot your grandparents smoked in the 60s.
Well, yeah, it's any farmer can tell you about selective breeding and how you make things more like what you want them to be. Characteristics that you want in a plant, and over time they become exactly what you want, and that is very true. This is not your grandfather's pot.
I get in trouble every time I go there because I have a hardcore group of listeners who are convinced that I am just Mr. Anti-cannabis.
Which is, you are not.
I'm not. I've accepted the fact that I'm not going to stop this train of this being available recreationally. It'll be available recreationally in Missouri before long. But I do think there are cautions that should be taken, and that's where I get a lot of pushback from some of our listeners. But it's just my opinion. And I thought the doctor that Ingram had on had some valid points that have to be that have to be looked at. So we'll see. I don't know if that's got anything to do with what happened in Highland Park, but that was the general. She was talking about these shootings in general and the young age of the people involved, and questioning how they got to where they were when these things happened. We know a little more now about the gun, how it was purchased, what was in this guy's background that should have set off some red flags, so to speak, which clearly didn't work again. And we're going to talk about that more this morning. Information we did not have yesterday at this point in time. We know that for sure. And as my hearing slowly comes back to me this morning, things will seem a little more normal. I'm convinced. I'm just convinced that from the beginning of that concert at 4:30 to 11:30 last night,
wow,
when Motley Crue was still playing, it got louder because the bass when Motley Crue finally got up there was causing my right ear to ring,
vibrate. Your resistance was just diminishing, probably. Yeah, yeah. I mean, when you're constantly buffeted, being pounded, eventually it's going to get sore.
I guess I'm getting a little soft, but I will say, there was a time when that didn't bother me as much. But honestly, there were people right up against the stage. We know one of them because he posted pictures on Facebook. And I don't know how they're hearing anything today. Now, they must have had hearing protection in. Everybody up front, I hope, had hearing protection in. Because I was behind first base behind the green seats at Busch Stadium. And that stage was almost in the outfield.
Yeah.
It was against the back wall, basically, in the outfield. And I told my kids, gave me earplugs when they gave me the tickets. And I laughed at them, and I didn't take them.
You did not.
And then I wish I had, by the end of the concert, I wish I had taken them.
The best earplugs, believe it or not, is a simple Kleenex. Huh. Because you take a simple Kleenex, and you kind of twist it a little bit, and you put it in your ear, not so much that you can't get it out.
Yeah.
A simple Kleenex, twist it, put it in your ear. And the reason that's so good is because not only does it work very well, but it doesn't affect the sound whatsoever. So that is really the best.
Just bleeds earplug. Right through it.
It's
interesting.
Just, yeah.
Yeah.
But a lot of those people up
You're
by the front
late,
of the stage,
Sean.
Yeah. A lot of those by the stage, you know, they probably go to a lot of concerts and they have to stand there in order for it to sound normal to them.
Wow.
Because you lose your hearing as you get older. You lose the highs, right?
Yes.
You lose the highs. And that's why, you know, you go to a lot of these rock shows and somebody like myself, it's like, this sounds just like, there's something wrong here because it's so screechy, but that's how they have to listen to it to balance it out.
Vince Neil's lost some of the highs.
Yes, I was going to just ask you, speaking of screechy.
It sounded like he had gone backstage and inhaled helium right before he came out. It was very strange. And overall, I didn't think he did a bad job. It was much better than I expected. I saw him a few years ago warming up for Sammy Hagar. And my friend and I, who was at the concert with me last night, thought it was the worst thing we'd ever heard in our lives. Because he was singing a lot of Motley Crue songs, but it wasn't, the rest of the band wasn't with him. And last night, they were all together, and they sounded fantastic.
How did Mick Mars look? Did he look near death? Because he's 72.
I thought they looked good.
Okay. And they sang well. And Joan Jett, I mean, she's still got it, which is amazing because
she's 63.
That vocal styling does not lend itself to long careers.
No. They all did. I thought they all did a great job, especially I thought Poison, Def Leppard, they all sounded great.
Well, yeah. Brett Michaels is the youngest one up there of all of them.
Yeah.
And he was the one in the hospital last.
And he came out, thanked everybody for being there, for showing up. And he said that they pumped me full of IV the last 2 days. And I said, I am not missing this concert. So I'm going to give you everything I got while I'm up here. He did.
Did he give you something to believe in, Mark?
He did. They're very nice, Carl.
Good.
Well done.
Thank you.
All right. Let's get to a break here. We've got Billy Long, the congressman, of course, running for Senate, coming up here about 7:15. Wonder what he wants to talk about. I'm just kidding. I'm sure he wants to talk about the Senate race and John Wood, who's having community meetings with people now to try to get his name out there. We'll talk to him about that. We got Charles Payne from the Fox Business Network coming on with us this morning as well in the 8 o'clock hour. Perfect timing when we talk about gas prices and the economy. Anxious to get Charles back in here and find out what he thinks about all that. Quick break. We're back in just a minute.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The last time I heard a weapon with that capacity firing that rapidly on a 4th of July was Iraq. It was not the United States of America. We can and we should and we will do better.
Tammy Duckworth is a liar. She is playing this for politics. You heard that yesterday. She heard the exact same sound that you heard of a semi-automatic weapon being fired. In a wartime situation, there are no semi-automatic weapons. I would argue she did not hear one of those when she was in Iraq. But to compare it to a wartime situation fits her agenda, which is what we saw yesterday. And we see it over and over and over again. Let's face something. Here's what we know about Illinois. They have red flag laws. They have FOID requirements. They have waiting periods. They have all of these things that are supposed to make you safer if you drive across the river from downtown St. Louis and find yourself in the state of Illinois. Supposed to be safer. Other than the fact that 20 or 30 people die in the city of Chicago every weekend and nobody seems to care, right? They didn't stop this kid. What do we know about him? We know a little more today than we knew yesterday. We know that the police were called to his house one time when he threatened suicide. We know people were called to his house when he threatened to kill everyone in his family. This happened back in 2019. When police responded the second time, they seized a collection of 16 knives, a dagger, and a sword amassed by Cremo in his house. Although no arrest was made because authorities at the time lacked probable cause to take him into custody, even though they had red flag laws and they were alerted that he was a danger. And instead, I hear them say they turned him over to the mental health community. And yet, this freak, whose own family members knew what a freak he was allowed to go out and purchase 5 weapons. I am a supporter of background checks. I'm happy we do it. If this guy's not a candidate to not get a gun, who is? Why was this guy allowed to slip through the cracks again? In every one of these cases, you've got somebody who should have been stopped from ever owning a gun in the first place. But instead, we're going to go out and criminalize and prosecute the people who were legal gun owners. And it's just garbage. And Tucker pointed this out yesterday. Listen.
It's because now that we're going to have red flag laws in all 50 states, laws that allow the government to disarm you by force without charging you with a crime, without bothering with due process, once we do that, and we are doing it, mass shootings like the one we saw in Buffalo this spring will never happen again. That's what they promised us. And the media assured us it was true, every word of it. What they never mentioned was it was not only ridiculous and false, it was provably false. Because actually, gun control does not stop bad people from using guns. It's not a talking point. It's a fact.
Thank you. Thank you, Tucker, for pointing that out. This kid should never have been anywhere near a gun, and he owned multiple guns, right? In a state where you have to go through a background check to get the right to buy a gun. You have to have an FOID card before you can go fill out a Form 4473 with the ATF, the FBI. I mean, come on. What a joke. It's just a joke. And that proves it right there. We're going to be back in just a minute with Thomas Gipping from Heritage.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Glad that you are with us this morning. I told you I had a great guest coming up for you, and he is Thomas Gipping, Senior Legal Fellow at the Heritage Foundation. We've had Thomas on here a number of times. Thomas, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
Listen, it's great having you back on here. One thing I wanted to find out, and oftentimes on Mondays we have Hans von Spakovsky on, and of course yesterday was a holiday. One thing I was going to ask him about is all of these state challenges to these abortion bans, these trigger laws, and Missouri's got one. I think Texas and a few other states have got them as well that have kicked in. How can state courts step in and stop these bans when the Supreme Court has ruled it's up to the states?
Well, the Supreme Court, technically, that was the effect of the Supreme Court's ruling. But the Supreme Court only said that the U.S. Constitution does not protect a right to abortion. So the effect of that was to give authority back to legislatures. But it was just a ruling about the meaning of the U.S. Constitution. So these new cases will be challenging abortion laws under state constitutions.
Okay.
And some of them have provisions that mention privacy. Others do not. And I think we'll find as many gymnastics by state Supreme Courts trying to create rights to abortion as we saw in Roe versus Wade. But that's where the litigation is going to go now.
So Thomas, would you expect at some point this gets back to the Supreme Court?
It may. I mean, it depends on, you know, typically if a case involves a state Supreme Court interpreting a state constitution, the U.S. Supreme Court is not going to step into that. But, you know, we've seen not only in Roe versus Wade, but since then, abortion advocates are very creative. And the most creative are abortion advocate lawyers. So, you know, and of course, Missouri knows that because a number of the Supreme Court's abortion cases have come out of your state. And so I expect new arguments to be, you know, invented, and it really should take more than an imagination and a political agenda to interpret the Constitution, but this is the U.S. Supreme Court, so who knows?
Yeah.
It may, but for the time being, it'll mostly be at state court.
Well, we've already seen efforts to try to get around this, right? I saw Elizabeth Warren and others, maybe AOC, suggest that they set up tent cities on federal land and try to provide abortions there. And in the state of Missouri here, in the city of St. Louis and St. Louis County, they're talking about taking American Rescue Plan funds, federal dollars, and providing vouchers for women who need to travel out of state or pay for daycare while they travel out of state to have abortions. Does the Hyde Amendment step in and stop any of this?
Well, I believe it would apply to the use of federal funds. That's not the kind of rescue I think that the American Rescue Plan had in mind, no. Nor is the desire to get an abortion related to COVID or anything, as far as I understand. But I think it would if you're using federal funds. And arguably, the use of federal land or federal resources, federal facilities, that's using taxpayer money, too, because we pay for all of it. And, people need to speak up about that. That's what they're talking about doing. They're talking about passing patently unconstitutional legislation in Congress that would dictate to every legislature in America how they can handle the abortion issue. Look, abortion is a challenging issue, but if our system of government is going to remain intact, we have to, embrace how it separates these issues and who is supposed to make decisions on some of these things. When abortion is concerned, the Constitution is silent. The federal government has no authority to be in the abortion business. And I think folks everywhere ought to speak up about it.
That's a great point. We're talking to Thomas Gipping, one of the senior legal fellows at the Heritage Foundation, and it's great to get him on here this morning. You know, the Supreme Court wrapped up its term last week. Obviously, one of the last decisions they dropped was overturning this Remain in Mexico policy. I don't know if you have any thoughts on how that was written or went down. I mean, it looked like John Roberts and Brett Kavanaugh were part of the equation there. I was a little surprised.
I was too. It involves a little different issue that there wasn't a constitutional issue there. It had more to do with looking at executive actions and that kind of thing. But that area of policy is in a great deal of flux. And here too, though. The Constitution gives that authority over immigration policy to Congress, not to the president. And just because it doesn't give us what we want, right now, we shouldn't throw out that set of rules and that kind of allocation of authority. We ought to embrace it. We ought to insist that it be followed no matter what the issue is.
That's a good point. Looking ahead, Thomas, to October when the Supreme Court with its newest member starts taking up cases again. What are the big cases you're looking for out of this? What are you expecting out of the new session of the court?
Well, I know that they've accepted a number of cases and will soon schedule those for argument. But that's a lot of what the summer is about. Is thousands of appeals come in. And, they're sorting through them. And so one of the first decisions they will make in October is a whole big batch of those appeals. They'll decline to review the vast majority of them, and they'll pick a few and then start scheduling them as the term goes along. This past term, they issued, written opinions in only 63 cases, which is I think the lowest in probably 60 or 70 years.
Wow.
And only 25 years ago, the court was doing about 150 cases a year. Now, on the one hand, I think I don't have a problem with that because I don't think the Supreme Court should be involved in nearly as many things as it has in the past. But there's a lot of room for picking the kinds of cases that will allow this majority to kind of sort some of these problems out. You saw that in a few of the cases this past term. When it comes to the religion clauses, the Second Amendment, and even abortion, the Supreme Court has made a mess of a lot of that.
And
it'll take a lot to try to sort it out and put it on a better footing. But I got to say, the Supreme Court this past term, they really took the Constitution seriously. They didn't take themselves as seriously. And that's really the choice, Does the Constitution govern these things or does the Supreme Court?
Well,
and I think they really tried to take the Constitution and its text seriously. And I hope everyone listening to this program reads it.
Could not agree more with that. Thomas Gipping, listen, thanks for giving us some time this morning. We appreciate you.
Your thing. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon. Thomas Gipping there, who used to serve on the Judiciary Committee in the Senate as one of the legal counsel for years. Loved having him on talking about that when the confirmation hearings were going on. He kind of knew the inside scoop of what was going on up there. Fantastic. All right, quick break here. 314-241-9797. We'll be right back.
Crime and murder are accepted in Democratic City. How many times have I been on shows with you, Judge, on Hannity, where every week in Chicago, Los Angeles, New York, Philadelphia, people are being murdered, people are being victims of crime. And you know what? These are cities run by people of color. Minorities hurting minorities, and yet the Democratic Party looks the other way. They don't cover this. And we cover it on this network, but it happens every week. They accept crime. They accept murder. And I'm sitting here right now.
So Leo Terrell pointing out the obvious there, right, on the judge's show, Judge Pirro.
She was in for Hannity last night.
As sure as the sun has just risen outside, we will once again on Monday, because today is Wednesday, correct me if I'm wrong, it's been a short week. On Monday, we'll be reporting how many people died and or were shot on the streets of St. Louis, Philadelphia, Chicago, New York, L.A., Houston, you name the big city. All run by Democratic mayors governed, you know, in Chicago, governed by J.B. Pritzker. And will be lectured at the same time by these same politicians that you don't do enough to stop gun violence when there's a situation like the Highland Park shooting. And then, which brings me to my next point. In St. Louis, not only are we using American Rescue Plan funds to offset abortion expenses, now a nonprofit is going to receive your federal tax dollars to assist with the trauma connected to gun violence and drug overdoses in the city of St. Louis. Because obviously we needed more federal dollars. We've got to spend them somewhere. Because we're swimming in them.
That's just hands in the cookie jar.
That's all it is. That's absolutely what it is. Now, is there not trauma afterwards? Of course. We've created a lot of trauma.
But do they end up actually dealing with that? And that's what you see so many times with these programs, is that they're supposed to do something. You know, cure violence. There was a lot of money for cure violence. And they say, well, look, the violence went down. Well, it kept the five-year average is what it did.
Yeah.
And then cure violence. And then they looked at the neighborhoods where cure violence was, and they looked at the neighborhoods where the violence went down, and it wasn't those neighborhoods.
Ah, imagine that.
And so it's hands in the cookie jar. I mean, there's all this federal money, and, you know, it's these politicians are enablers. That's what, you know, J.B. Pritzker, these are enablers. Lori Lightfoot.
I agree with that. We mentioned the red flag laws earlier. They have them in Chicago. They had them in New York. Didn't stop either of these cases, right?
Laws don't stop bullets. Laws don't stop crazy people.
It's true. And Andy McCabe, of former FBI director fame, who really screwed up that job, even admitted that yesterday on CNN, where he is a paid contributor, because he pointed out what happened in the Highland Park shooting situation. Hang on here. I do have the ability to play this, but first I need to turn something off, Carl, because there was something playing in the background. So let's try this again. Here we go.
You know, there's been a lot of excitement over the fact that the recent national legislation provides incentive to the states to institute red flag laws. Well, if we have yet another situation where we have a mass shooter who is putting out plenty of signals that possibly his network of associates and family knew about, but yet no word was ever passed on to law enforcement, really calls into question how effective can these red flag laws possibly be.
Thank you.
Well, but law enforcement was aware of this. Well,
law enforcement was aware.
They took his knives away.
And they turned it over to mental health authorities.
And they did?
I don't know. Yeah. This is the kind of situation where the libertarians will probably lose their minds. But if you've ever been investigated for threatening to kill your entire family, you should never be allowed to buy a gun. We can set standards like that, right? If your family members are willing to testify that you threatened to kill them, you probably shouldn't be allowed to own a gun. But it must be the gun's fault, right? It must be the law-abiding citizens who caused the problem here. That's just insane. Hey, coming up, we're going to check in on business. The market dropped again big time. And we're going to get to In Other News with Sean at about 6:45.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.